for the morning to your Caesar. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Ted Lyon. And especially good morning to all the believers out there. Brothers and sisters, Father God, we thank you this morning. You woke us up. Hallelujah. What can I say? You woke us up, and we're here. We're here. And not only are we here, but we're living in the reality of today. We're living in the natural reality of today. We're dealing with this virus that you have already dealt with, all germs, virus, and bacteria through the finished work of the cross. But God, what I'm really, really, really excited about is that wherever we were yesterday or the day before, however that goes, we're not there today. And God, I am so happy in Jesus, happy to be alive. And I ask you this morning, spread some of that over this deadline. Spread some of that over this deadline. Can you do that for me this morning, Lord Jesus? We welcome you into this atmosphere this morning. We welcome you.
I know this is a big city, but I want you to clap your hands like you're from North Carolina, like you're from Durham, North Carolina. Come on.
You see, brothers and sisters, when it was time for the children of Israel to be brought up out of that bondage, God told them something strange to do. He told them to go to their oppressors and tell them to give them some gold. He said, borrow it, actually. And some jewels and some other stuff, because they were going to need to have some wealth when they crossed over, when they came up out of that bondage. So I'm going to play this song. It's a little kind of like, I don't know, it's old time Southern gospel, I think. But the words are true. And if you can catch the lingo of this song, I want you to sing it, because I'm going to play it twice, because I want to get this in your spirit, man, this morning. Because you got to change. Repent. You repented. You fasted. Now it's time for you to believe what this little song says here. You ready? I'm going to play it twice so you can sing it. I want you to sing it till you get it in your spirit.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I believe I own at least one. I stand in amazement to see his face, knowing that I'm his son.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful man.
I've a guardian angel watching me. He'll go everywhere. But when I need my father in heaven up above, I pray just a simple prayer. He has redeemed and forgiven me for all of my sins. He took me in. He's built an image to me uncompared. Hallelujah, I'm a millionaire.
I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got all of my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful man. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love.
My mansion just over in glory.
called at least one. I stand in amazement to see his face, knowing that I'm his son.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in the glory, where I'm a rightful man.
I've a guardian angel watching me. He'll go everywhere. But when I need my Father in heaven up above, I pray just a simple prayer. He has redeemed and forgiven me for all of my sins. He took me in. He's built an image to me uncompared. Hallelujah, I'm a millionaire.
I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got all of my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in the glory, where I'm a rightful man. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love.
I got more.
I got all of my share.
Yesterday, I'm not where I was last month, and I'm certainly geographically and spiritually, I'm not where I was last year. Brothers and sisters, have you seen yourself elevated in the Lord? That's what I got to ask you this morning. Have you seen, do you know Yada, that you're not where you were yesterday, that you're not where you were last week. Brothers and sisters, there has been a tremendous elevation in the spiritual realm or the heavenly realm, whichever way you want to call it. And as I've been watching this evolve, really, and I've been asking God, remember tonight is the first night starting at 10 for the amazing transformation. Now, you might say, well, how are you going to do this, Erica? I'm not. But I can assure you of one thing, that God transformed me first. I absolutely, positively, incredibly know I'm not the same. I absolutely, positively, amazingly know I'm not, that an elevation has taken place within me in the spiritual realm. Now, maybe I better not say that. But I know, but this is my question. Do you know with assurance that you are not where you were yesterday, a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago? You see, if you don't know it, how are you going to attain what is required and even how you're going to receive what the Lord has for you as a believer. It is an amazing, with me, God does everything in my life through deliverance. You see, I realized that God had to deliver me out of in order to deliver me into. That's not deep. Did you hear what I said? God has to deliver you out of in order to deliver you into. Because where you are now, you couldn't deal with all the junk and the garbage that you had latched on to you and hanging on to you, because it just would have been too much weight for where you got to go in this elevation that you receive from God. So tonight, but you got to go, Hostess Jessica, you got to go to Spirits Are Subject Unto You, the blog talk. Blog Talk Radio, Spirits Are Subject Unto You. Now, 10 o'clock. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you how much further I am than I was. God is giving me, I knew that God was protecting me. When you hear this whole story one day, you're going to say, wow. Dalton was like that, yeah. But I knew God was protecting me from South Carolina to Dalton. And I knew he was, the protection turned into blessing after blessing after blessing. But where I'm at now, God is giving me things to call people up. And I think I'm calling them up to tell them what the Lord says to me, to call them and tell them. And then they're telling me, oh my God, I had a dream last night. And the whole scenario you telling me that God told you to tell me is what I went through in the dream. Now, part of this elevation that I'm going into is deliverance through dreams and visions. Another person God told me to call up, and they said, oh, God showed me that in a vision, and I didn't know what it meant. I said, well, guess what? Me either. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. 100% accuracy. 100% accuracy in a word of knowledge. 100% accuracy in a word of wisdom. 100% accuracy in confirmation of dreams and visions. Now, you know that a tailliner came here to be delivered. I don't know if the tailliner wants to tell you their self, but the person God sent here, the devil had fought her in her gift. Yep. And some of you don't believe that God can fight you in your gift. That the devil can fight you in your gift. Well, I'm here to tell you, he has to fight you in your gift and your giftings, because he knows that the moment you get freedom and understanding, hear me now, working with wisdom, that you are the prophet and or apostle and or pastor, preacher, evangelist that he prayed would never come to the understanding of who you are. So what he's been trying to do to you is stop you from getting to the place where all your giftings were freed up, sanctified. So I told you that whenever I do deliverance on anybody, I have to go and pray, because when the person leaves here, that's not when it ends. That's when it starts with my understanding, because the Holy Spirit can use you, and you want him to do this, to use you apart from your natural understanding. You see, it's not important that me or you, the minister who's ministering, understand what the person who God has sent to you, I don't have to understand. All I have to understand is I have to understand God. And I have to be yielded and obedient to the point that God can work through me. It doesn't matter if I understand. I don't have to understand. But the person who's receiving the ministry has to understand. They have to understand, and it has to click for them, and the puzzle pieces have to come together for them, not me. And what I realize, why you have so many false prophets and wicked people speaking lies in the people's lives, is because they got a misunderstanding that they're supposed to understand. Doesn't work like that. The person who's receiving the ministry has to understand. If you or me never understand. Because God got people out here that are more gifted than you, more gifted than me. I know that. So all I've got to do is to be accurate with God and to deliver to them what God requires them to receive. And what God has ordained for them to receive. That's all I got to do. And then when they get it, in terms of whatever it is that the Lord is doing in the life of that person, then they can come back and say, such and such and such. Yeah, this was this way and that was that way. And that, brothers and sisters, is what's important. And that, brothers and sisters, brings you into effective ministry. Remember I said, God said, stop making me a servant. I'm not your servant. You're supposed to serve me. That's part of the key. That's part of the key. There's going to be some amazing transformational acts done by God on this 10 to 11 p.m. Spirit says something unto you. Because that's what God is doing that line for. Now, people have gifts. And people have giftings. And sometimes they get intentionally defiled by the enemy. Because the enemy hates truth. I guess we all know that, right? Satan, devil, demons, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Leviathan, they hate the truth. Because the truth will make you free in Christ Jesus. And the truth will cause you to be used by God to free others. And part of that lie that is not the truth is poverty. And God knows that. And the men and women of God have so perverted it and polluted it. Your wealth, brothers and sisters, and you want to be in that wealthy place with God. Make no mistake about that. But your wealth equals so much more than money. You see, miracles Money follows miracles. That's what I'm trying to say. Money follows miracles. And a long time ago, before I knew Jesus, before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I had purpose in my heart, because that's how I was driven, to make $1 million before before I was, I had said I wanted to do it before I was 30, to make $1 million. That's where I was at then, a long time ago. Well, I did it. I did it before I was 25. And you know what? I did it because I used to study the stock market. That's how I did it, on the stock market, playing the stock market, getting up when the Nikkei Dough opened up and playing it all over the world. And I made it. And I learned a principle about money. And that anybody can make money. And I wasn't saved then. Anybody can make money if you study it and you put your time in. But you know what I found out? Money does answer all things, but not all things in Christ. But not all things in Christ. And I learned that. That's why when I got saved and delivered, I went off to be a missionary. Because all I wanted to do then was just serve God. I didn't want to do anything else. I just wanted to serve God. And I mistakenly thought that by me going after all that money, that I was responsible for cursing myself because I made money my God. But it wasn't the money. I was addicted to the thrill of making money. The thrill, there's a real thrill that comes on you when you make money. You see, I wasn't born into it, and I had convinced myself that the only way I was going to be rich was I was going to have to earn it. And so I set out to earn it. And then when I lost it all in one day, I set out to die, because my God had failed me. My God had the money God. So that's why I don't worship money, because it will fail you. But then I learned about something bigger than money, and that was wealth. Wealth is bigger than money. It's bigger than money. Because, brothers and sisters, there is a wealthy place in God. And you can have it all. Don't get me wrong. You can. But when I became a missionary, I began to listen to this lying doctrine. Now, you got to remember, I went crazy. So God had to give me a new mind, because I lost my mind. And he did. And not only did he give me a new mind, the mind of Christ, but he taught me how to use it. So many of you, when you became born again, you didn't realize that you were born into this kingdom, a baby in Christ, and he had to grow you up through the power of his own Holy Spirit. But some of us rejected that growing, and some of us got stuck, because Satan does not want you to grow up in Christ. He does not want you to know your rightful heir like this. And the other reason I played this song, the name of this group is called Gold City. Gold City. And the name of that song is I'm Rich. And you got to see yourself out of that pit. That pit that Satan dug for you. That hole. He dug it for me too. And I'm steady climbing up out of it in Christ. In Christ. But you got to change your mindset. Remember, I taught, I don't know which podcast this is, but I taught that some of you headliners, you don't know why. You just can't be poor. You can't think poor. When you look at, if I put five articles in front of you and didn't tell you how much any one of them were cost, you would pick the most expensive one. You would pick the most, the one with the most quality. It's in you. It didn't come from you. It came from Christ. And then the church world, but see, being a missionary, I didn't get caught up. I went from one extreme to the other extreme, from rich, rich to dirt poor. But I was filled with the Spirit of God. When you have God's Holy Spirit operating through you freely, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. And you cannot, listen to me, be poor. Because something on the inside knows that you're not poor. You see, there's a difference between being broke and poor. I learned that. I learned that. Broke is temporary. You could be broke, and in 3 minutes you could be a millionaire. But when you're poor, it's too many spirits you have to fight. When you poor, it's a battle. But you could change the battle, but it's got to start with what do you believe? When I was a missionary and I was poor, they taught me that poor little Jesus, poor little Jesus. But then I heard Fred Price say Jesus had a house. And then I heard Dr. Frederick K. Price say Jesus had a treasurer. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. But now I'm a missionary here in this stuff. I'm making $64 a month. A month. And sometimes it would be late. So it would, you know, be $124 or whatever in 2 months. Sometimes they would forget us missionaries and they wouldn't send us nothing. But then they would send us, you know, supplies and stuff like that. Because up in the mountains where I was, we had to thank God for people that know how to do things. God would send you resources. In people, and I had to learn that as I began to learn about this wealth and this wealthy place in Christ. Can somebody find that scripture about wealthy place? Because God took me off again. Friday, when I was talking about Victoria Falls, I received the email and said, from a headliner, said, Sister Erica, no, they say Dr. Erica. I've been to Victoria Falls. I've seen it. I prayed there. And I said, oh God, you mean we got prayers resting there under that power that we could tap into because you sent somebody there a long time ago? It's raining outside here right now, y'all. And then somebody else sent me. Because Friday we talked about gold, you know, real wealth, gold. And then when the person who came here to be delivered came back, They had a gold brick. I don't even know what's in it because I'm not going to open it. But it's something in there, and it looks like a gold bullion, and it's got gold on the top, embossed gold. All I know is that you got to change your mindset to partake of all the blessings, because it takes a lot of pressure to make gold. It takes a lot of digging to hit the mother lode, the big vein. And it takes a lot of warfare to keep it, because you got to know in advance the devil doesn't want you to have it. And it may not be something you've done. The same way there are inherited curses, there are inherited blessings. It might have been somebody in your family line, in your genealogy, that was wealthy. And the devil stole it from them, thereby stealing it from you. That's why you need to pray when I tell you the witches hit me. I might be the vein to take you to the mother lode. And when the witches hit me, they're trying to take my whole radio podcast out. There's a reason for that. I don't even get to it anymore. I just deal with it and keep on moving. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you, you're rich.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in the glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
My father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I believe I own at least one. I stand in amazement to see his face, knowing that I'm his son.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in the glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
I've got an angel watching me. He'll go everywhere. But when I need my Father in heaven up above, I pray just a simple prayer. He has redeemed and forgiven me for all of my sins. He took me in. He's building me.
My mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love.
I got more than my share.
I've been moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. Oh, I've been moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
Going to be 10 millionaires made on the sideline. I know God's going to do that. I know that. It's just like when he sent me to what I thought was the third world in America, Florida. The richest and the poorest at the same time. All I know is I wanted to help the poor people there. That was my intent. How did I know? How would I have known he was going to use me to provide home ownership, to be used as his facilitator? And people were going to own homes that never thought they could own a home. And that through this little ministry right here, $3 million worth of real estate was going to be bought and sold and amassed like around $6 million. I was just trying to provide home ownership, helping. And that the plan that I wrote was going to be taken up and used by the federal government to help poor people. Brothers and sisters, but it ain't going to happen for you if you're on here just wasting time. It ain't going to happen to you if you don't believe it. Some of you going to stay broke and poor, and it ain't going to be nobody's fault but your own. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to be with you. I am too old, and I want to live the rest of my days out in peace. And peace and wealth only to the point where I don't have to worry about no bills, and when the regular bills come, they already, the provision, the funds are there. You see, don't be stupid and think that the wealthy live like the poor and that the wealthy is unhappy and sad. That's the biggest lie the devil ever told to the church. I met some happy, wealthy people in Christ Jesus. Don't believe those lies anymore. One divine idea can make you have enough money to build your own church, preach the doctrine the Lord give you. One idea, one word from the Lord can move you out of poverty into comfort. That's what wealth gives you, comfort. Where you can work for God without stressing all the time. The Bible says the poor you will have with you always. That's what it says. The poor you will have with you always. But he didn't say you have to be one. He didn't. All that stuff, all poverty bring you is sorrow. And it's time for you to trade it in. All these demonic exchange, it's time for you and me to what? Trade that stuff in called sorrow. Joy of the Lord.
yes, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not
salvation. God wants you to be a demonstration to the unbeliever. How can you be a demonstration to the unbeliever when you're living worse than the unbeliever? I mean, you know, I'm not stepping on nobody's toes this morning, but I am stepping on the devil's face. I'm stepping on his face. Because he is the one that has been withholding, blocking, hindering, obstructing God's goodness and fullness for our lives. You're supposed to be a walking, talking, living, breathing miracle demonstration to the world and to the unbeliever. You're supposed to The unbeliever is supposed to look at you and want what you got.
Hey, it's your boy Roddy Jerkin. I'm here with my girl Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And we just want to let you know one thing. If you're living right now, then you're a walking miracle. Vanessa, come on.
You carried on despite adversity while you're diligent to get your healing. It's what they're saying, it's what you're praying.
Every time you come on the chat line. Right now, I want you to repent. Repent? Repent, Erica? Yes, I do. I want you to repent where you didn't believe God was able to do and give you, because you believe your circumstances. Because you believe your situation more than you believe in God's ability to lift you up off out of the situation and up over the circumstances. Because you believe all them lying lies of the religious church. Don't think I don't have no problem with religion either. Because God clearly let me understand religion is what brings people to Him. If we want more people come to Christ through religion than any other way. So I'm not mad with religion. I just want to get up out of it. I want you to repent this morning. I want you to tell God you're sorry. Because in your lowest moment, you didn't believe him. It's your lowest point that you said, if this ever happens to me, I'm finished. But guess what? You survived it. You overcame it, and you're still here. I had one of those moments one time. All my life, I believed that if I was ever thrown anywhere, like in any city, and didn't know nobody and didn't have any money, that that would be the worst thing that could ever happen to me. It wasn't. It happened. And Jesus overcame it. And as he overcame it for me, I'm telling you as a witness, he can overcome it for you. As you've been living in that little tiny apartment, the Lord has a house, a mansion. But you don't know how he's going to do it. And he doesn't tell you to know how. He tells you to believe what that he's able. He tells you to believe that I am. I am who? I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Shammah. I'm who you need me to be when you need me to be it. And I have the ability. I have the ability. I think you need to tell God you're sorry about that. At your lowest point, you became a doubter. And some of you still doubting. You're still doubting. But I'm going to tell you, lying inside of you, resident within you, is everything you need. See, when God said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, he said that to the children of Israel. He healed them in every way because he was their sustainer. He was all they had in that desert. But, I mean, he was such a big God. Can you imagine wearing one pair of shoes 40 years? Can you imagine not having to go buy no new clothes? Because the cotton just kept replenishing itself. Or linen or whatever they make their clothes out of. It had to be some kind of fabric. Animal skin. I know they draped their tents with animal skin. They had to fade out at some point. No, they didn't though. Because our God is a God of provision. He's a God that instills creativity in us. His creative ability is within us. Think about that. In 6 days, he made all that is and all there was and all that would ever be creatively through the spoken word, and it's in you. I mean, why don't you tell the Lord you're sorry? Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm telling you I'm sorry, and I repent. For being sorry in those areas where in my worldly understanding I couldn't understand, and so I didn't understand and I allowed the enemy to bring doubt. It only takes a little tiny size of a grain of salt. It only takes that much doubt. Forgive me this morning. But Lord God, I'm asking you to deliver me and deliver us. I'm asking you, God, to make us a believer. I'm asking you, God, to give us the it says, Jesus, that you died and you rose and you walked this earth 40 days in your resurrection power. It says you gave men infallible proof. I'm asking you this morning for infallible proof. I'm asking you, God, to deliver us this morning. Again, from doubt and unbelief. I warn you, wherever you are, to say, I renounce doubt and unbelief. Wherever you are in my soul, I bind you up. I can't hear you. Wherever you are in my soul, no matter how much or how little space you are occupying, deliver me this morning from doubt and unbelief. Deliver me this morning from disillusionment. I can't hear you. Deliver me this morning from disappointment, past disappointment. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Take it out of me. All spirits of distress, you have to go this morning. All spirits of discouragement, you have to go this morning. And I renounce all spirits of defeat. I cannot be defeated because Jesus has already become my victor. My victory is in, by, through, and of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now I bind all of you spirits to the ruling spirit of doubt and unbelief. And I command you this morning, in the name of Jesus, go, get out of me. Go, get out of my soul. Go, in the name of Jesus. Up and out of me. Go, all mindsets of poverty. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose me. Loose my children. Loose my business. Loose my family line. Go. Go defeat in the name of Jesus. I am not afraid of you. You are under my feet and it's settled. Go! All triggering mechanisms from any form of witchcraft that would allow defeat to rest on me, I bind you up. In the name of Jesus, go! Go now to the pit and be sealed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All transference of spirits of defeat, of doubt, of unbelief, I renounce you and I bind you up in chains covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. All spoken word curses of defeat, the Lord God rebuke you, and I rebuke you. Go! Go! Be in the marriage. Go! I break those marriage-breaking curses this morning. In the name of Jesus, go! We stand in the gap this morning for our children that are unknowingly experiencing defeat through the airways of their associations, their so-called friends. And I break those hidden curses I break the power of those transference of spirits. Go! Go! You're not welcome here. The blood of Jesus prevails. The blood of Jesus spells victory. The blood of Jesus overcoming power. The resurrection power of God. In the name of Jesus, resurrect my airship. Resurrect what belongs to me as an heir and a joint heir with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank you for it this morning, Father God. And I thank you, Father God. We bind those spirits and we loose right now. We loose all your promises. We loose all the benefits of being an heir and a joint heir with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We loose, Lord God, everything that has been tied up, twisted up, tangled up through witchcraft. And we sanctify it before it comes back. Restoration through the blood and the sanctification of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
How majestic is your name. Your words are true. Your mercy does not change. All your promises are precious, reviving our faith. Every one of them will be fulfilled one day.
Ooh, all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
Yes, they are.
All your promises are yes. We'll keep running after you.
Gonna run after you, Lord.
We will run, we will run and not grow weary. We will rise upon the eagle's wing in the presence of the Lord. Our spirit will soar. One day, gaze upon our King.
Oh, all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
So true.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on now, we keep running, everybody. We'll keep running after you. Gonna run after you, Lord.
My foot had almost slipped, oh Lord. You know I almost lost my way. Until I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit.
I heard you say,
all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
Yes, they are all.
Promises
are yes,
and amen, Jesus.
Can I do the bridge one more time?
Jesus,
after you. Oh, I'm gonna run after you. You know, my foot had almost slipped, oh Lord. I came this close to losing my way. Oh, but then I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit. Hey, 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 hey
not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it, and shall he not bring it to pass? Amen. But you got to be ready in expectation and believing. You got to be. Like that song say, are you ready? Be ready to become the miracle answer for somebody else. And as you are ready to be used by God, then God will give you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Why? Because you have adopted what? His servant mentality. Yay! This is Sister Erica coming to you from Dalton, Georgia, in the name of Jesus, with Headline Ministry, Underneath Jesus Believers Church, and I will see you tomorrow. No, I will see you tonight at 10 p.m. on Spirits Are Subject Unto You. Blog Talk Radio, the nighttime version of the TED Line. See you tomorrow, if the Lord, no, see you tonight. See, I got to get my mind set. I got to get changed. And so do you. Blessings.